Hey MW, it's Melissa.
And it's Stephanie Zit Karkache. I am sitting here with the biggest zit. I have not had a pimple in such a long time.
I haven't heard the word zit since like the 90s.
Well, because I didn't want to say pimple because I know, and although I've already said it twice, but I know some people like have this thing with certain words and pimple is one of them. Like moist is another one. Oh my God, I'm really killing everybody's ears. So I'm sorry. My apologies if you get weirded out with certain words.
Well, hopefully they're not eating.
What was that?
What the heck just happened to my voice?
Oh my God, it sounded like a demon came through. Oh my God, are you okay?
I'm not okay. No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, oh, let that happen.
I sounded like The Exorcist.
You literally did. Melissa, come back. Hello.
Oh my God.
It's too early for me to be scared.
What the heck just happened? What happened to me?
I think you meant to say.
I don't know what I meant to say because it just threw me off.
You meant to
freaking
say.
Exorcist just came out this morning.
You meant to say the whole. Oh God. Get it together. This is live.
Do you remember that time that we shot at the studio? Remember when we had like our fancy studio and we just could not keep it together? We kept laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing.
I mean, that's a very popular theme amongst us. Because like I always was like that though, even growing up. Like,
oh
do you remember
God.
Jenny, our cousin, when we would talk on the phone and we would literally just make each other laugh and just laugh?
Well,
that was our conversations. Our conversations was literally just us laughing.
It was worse when it was in school because I remember I would like, okay, do you remember when you used to laugh really hard in school, but like underneath because you didn't want to get in trouble? God. And then all of a sudden you would be like
to breathe. Okay. Yes. And honestly, like fun fact, like I would get detention for two things. One, always being late. Okay.
Yeah.
And then number two would always be for laughing because when I get nervous or like I genuinely always find a lot of things funny, I'm just like a happy gal, you know. Like I just giggle. And oh my gosh, I would always get in trouble for laughing in class. And then I would cry.
Why would you cry?
Because I don't like to get in trouble.
Oh
yeah,
well it's embarrassing when they what is that, I want to say it in Spanish, they llama la atención.
Yeah, I hate
that's embarrassing.
That.
Like when they call you out on something in front of everyone.
Yeah. So that would make me then like go from like to and, like it was
can
just
can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Can I go to the bathroom? Yeah. And cry it out.
That's so funny. Anyway, sorry for the exorcist moment. How was your weekend?
No, but what I think you meant to say was like, I hope nobody's eating with these like
well, that's
words.
What I meant to say. Yeah.
But yeah, my weekend was great. What did I do? Oh, okay, so Saturday morning, I had a ride-in brunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been riding at this place that I absolutely love, and I'm having so much fun. And we did, like, a lesson, and then they did, like, a little brunch for us with, like, crepes.
That's nice. Ooh, crepes.
So delicious. And then afterwards, I went home, and we went to go see the movie Sound of Freedom with Christian
How
and Madison.
How was that? We didn't catch up. Christian called me yesterday and told me it was good. What are your thoughts?
It was a great movie.
Okay.
It's very intense.
Is it heavy?
It's heavy. Movie, right? Of course. It's super, super heavy. You know, it's we really have a very big issue around the world with human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And the movie really follows the story of Agent Tim Ballard and his story of rescuing children. But in specific, there was specific kids and this one girl that he was trying to rescue. But it was very, very, very heavy. It was very heavy. Right. And Jim Caviezel is an incredible actor. And like, do you remember when we saw The Passion of the Christ with him in the movie theater?
That's right. He played the role of Jesus in that movie. Yes.
And like, do
He's
you remember like
actor.
We were crying and it was like very intense in the theater?
I've never seen that movie again because I was so heavy.
Yeah. Well, it left the same feeling. Like, he is an incredible actor. There were so many things that I did like about the movie. I liked that although it's a heavy topic of human trafficking, and not even human trafficking, children. Like, it's like, it was very, very, very intense. They didn't put the child actors to reenact anything.
Interesting.
And that's what I felt like, because when I look at movies or like listen to music, stuff like that. Like, we come from entertainment, so we always kind of see it through a different perspective. I always see it as, like, how is the set? Like, what are they making the actors do? Like, right. Are the writers, like, weird? Because I always find that to be, like, when you're making an actor do certain things that are very, like, bizarre or weird, I'm like, man, you're making that person, although they're an actor, still reenact something. So right. What I did like about this film was that a lot of human trafficking is, there's so many different ways they use these people that they traffic, but a lot of it, most of the time, is sexual, mm-hmm. especially for the kids. And it's so disturbing, it's so heavy. And what I did like was that they didn't make the child actors reenact anything. Right. But the way they did it in this one scene was so, oh my God. So, like, Jim Caviezel's character, Tim Ballard, which is based on a true story, is seeing the footage of, you know, a child going through a very heavy, you know, it was sexual. Right. And I just want to leave it at that because it's so disturbing. But you saw what is happening to the child, but through Jim Caviezel's eyes.
Oh my gosh.
So as he's watching it, and that was one of the scenes that was wow. I mean, it was tough. It was really, really tough. And I do want to keep this episode upbeat, so I'll just wrap it up with one thing. Like, you got to go see this movie. I know it's heavy, it's very emotional, but I think what is happening, you know, in that topic of human trafficking, I think we should all be aware of. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's based on a true story. And I just strongly advise everybody to go see it.
Yeah. I mean, we had Demi Tebow on the show, mm-hmm. I think season 3 or 4, I can't mm-hmm. remember. Search it on Apple. And she and her husband, Tim Tebow, they have an organization where they are helping to stop human trafficking around the world.
Yeah.
So there are people that are really trying to, like, end this. Yeah. And I think with this movie coming out and things like that, I think there's, like, a movement happening that hopefully this will end.
The interesting thing, though, was, like, after the movie, Jim Caviezel had, like, a special message.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the audience that this movie has been held for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said that it just wasn't being allowed to be out there. Like, it was gaining a lot of pushback. And even so, like, not many theaters are showing this movie. It's, like, select theaters. And so it made me question as to why was this being held. And I will, like, in the movie, because I also see, like, in American media and stuff like that, like, certain media channels are, like, saying this is QAnon or, like, this is, like, don't go watch this movie and stuff like that. But I will say, like, watching the movie, it wasn't attacking. Political. Right. It was not political at all. Like, it was very clear as to who the victims are and then also, like, the perpetrators, and it's really these sick pedophiles, like,
right.
Ultimately that's what it is, and then these people that make it happen for them for money,
right?
You know, but it wasn't specific to a certain country or, like, it didn't get into details like that, although right. Tim Ballard was a Homeland Security agent, it didn't really right in yeah. America, it didn't focus on that. So I really thought that it was, like, it made me question as to why is this story not being shared? Although, of course, it's very heavy. You know right. what I mean? Like, it's very heavy, and I don't think that people want to know that this is happening, but it is.
I mean, listen, I think we've all been through so much after, like, the pandemic. I mean, I'll speak for myself, right? So, like, I remember you had – well, I had dinner reservations at Houston's.
Right, right.
But that's why I didn't go with you guys to the movies. But because so much we've been through so much in the last few years, I'm a little tapped out when it comes to, like, things that are heavy per se, or, like, something that is gonna make me angry or sad, or, like,
right.
I'm just, like, in this freaking era of Disneyland in a way.
No, not Disneyland, you're just protecting, like, your joy.
Correct, because I just feel like it got so much of it just got sucked out of me in the last
yeah
2 years.
That's fair.
That I just, I don't know. And I feel like there's ways I'm sure we can help. Like I said, like Demi and Tim have the organization. So like, and we've donated to, you know, to their cause before, and we still do. So like, I feel like if we can contribute, or if it's watching the movie in any way, like obviously we're raising awareness now on the show by talking about the movie, like I'm all for it.
Which is what Jim Caviezel was saying, like the biggest thing, the biggest way to help is just to be aware that this is happening and to have these and to share these stories, you know.
Well, you know, there's classes. I mean, I don't know if we can share too much about like what, because we, you know, with our construction and stuff, but like there's classes we have to take that let you know, like if you're in the airport, like what to look for and stuff, right, like that. So it's like, I feel like if we're educated to kind of be aware as to like maybe somebody's in trouble, we can, you know, yeah, call the police or whatever. Like there's signs that you could see that someone is in.
I think the biggest thing is like, this isn't conspiracy. This isn't like, this is actually happening.
And it's been happening for a long time.
And it's been happening for a long time, and it's only growing.
I mean, look at the movie Taken.
Yeah.
Like Taken, wasn't it, didn't they steal the two girls, the guy, mm-hmm, you know, this guy's daughters for that? Like, mm-hmm, this has been forever. This is definitely not a political thing at all. You right. Know?
But it is growing. Like, it's just
it's a business.
A growing industry.
Sadly.
Yeah. You know, it is. And one of the things that he said too was like, a lot of these people, like, for instance, when they sell like cocaine, for example, mm-hmm, like they just make the sell one time. But with human trafficking, they make the sell multiple times for many years. It's like they are selling people constantly, right, or using them, it's abusing them for many, many years, and they make more money off of one person that they would have made off of a drug.
Wow, that's so insane.
It's very disturbing, guys. Very, very heavy. Like, I had to shake it off. So that was like Saturday night, and then like yesterday I woke up just like thinking about it, and like, yeah, it will stay with you. But like I mentioned, I don't want to make this episode, you know, I want to keep it upbeat. Like that's our theme,
that's our
for this
motto
whole year.
This season.
But, you know, go out and see it if you can. It's called Sound of Freedom. I highly recommend it. The acting is top notch. And it's an important thing for us to be aware about.
I agree. So what helped you, like, so Sunday, what did you do to
so
help,
yeah,
you
so that was yesterday. So I started cleaning my house.
That always helps. That's a very Monica Geller of you.
No, I started cleaning, and I just love, like, the feeling after you clean, and, like, I light a candle, and then, like, I shower, and I snuggle up. So I was snuggling up on the couch, and then I just decided to watch, like, fun romantic comedies.
What did you watch?
Or just comedy. So I watched a couple movies. I watched Hot Pursuit with Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh my god, that movie's so funny.
I was cracking up.
That's a great
Actually,
movie.
Reese Witherspoon reminds me a little bit about you, because I feel like when you act, like she was doing certain things that I felt like was reminding me of you as an actress.
Oh, that's so funny.
But she was so funny. She was really funny. And Sofia was hilarious too. Like, such a funny movie.
That's
so
a great
I watched
movie.
Hot Pursuit, and then, oh my gosh, I watched Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris.
Oh my god, I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh. It's such like a my type of movie, because it's like European. It's set in 1957. And the character, So my favorite type of characters are characters that like romanticize life, like romanticize everything, that are a little bit quirky, but like everything is like that they just romanticize it. Like Audrey Hepburn in Breakfast at Tiffany's reminds me of that too.
Yes.
Holly Golightly, like just romanticizes life. And so this character romanticizes life. Like she just falls in love with wanting to like have a Christian Dior gown, but she's really from London. And anyway, she goes to Paris, and you guys have to see the movie, but it's really, really cute. So that really made me cry and just like get out of my funk, but like in a happy, cute way cry, yeah, versus the night before. But yeah, so like I laughed and I cried in a happy way, and it just got me back to my spirits.
Back to the joy.
Back to my joy, you know? That's how about so your good. Weekend?
My week, what did I do? Oh, so Steph always makes fun of me. So I'm back on the trampoline. So I have this rebounder. Okay. Because I live in a tiny apartment and I don't have a second bedroom. So like I don't have a treadmill, or I don't have anything to work out. So like I had heard about this rebounder workout. And I bought myself a rebounder a while ago. But anyway, I found from TikTok this girl from Canada that has this amazing, it's called Jump and Jacked. And she's got this like amazing like online classes, And I'm having the time of my life on this thing. But like Steph always sees those crazy videos of these women jumping like really insane. Oh, we have to put it in our stories. And she just is like, I envision you this way. So sometimes when I'm working out, I do laugh because I just think I'm like, if people only saw me in like the videos.
How many times are you jumping on this trampoline?
Almost every day now that I found this girl.
Oh, my God.
I jumped all this weekend.
Wow.
I jumped every day. No. Saturday, I did two classes. Back to back. No, I was dying. And I had the rosy cheeks. Like, yeah. I get very...
Well, that's why I laugh. Because Mel's a very extreme person. So, like, if you tell her, like, you're going to jump on a trampoline, like, she will be jumping, like, crazy to the point that, like, she will be flushed. Like, you get a flushed face. Like, you give it your all.
No, I was, like, clapping.
Yeah,
like
you would give it your all.
So now, okay.
I just need to see a video of you doing
that. I'm going to film myself so you can see me. So check this out. I don't know what has happened to me. I am a new Swiftie. I have joined the Swiftie culture. So this is what happened to me. I, for whatever reason, I think I liked one video on TikTok of the Eras Tour, and now that's all that I see, to the point that I'm like, why didn't we go to this concert? I'm like, we should have gone.
You are a Swiftie?
I am
kind of late, though, to go to the party.
Oh, yeah, no, the concert's, like, pretty much over. We would have to go to the Europe leg, to, like, go see her.
But, are you really that, like, you want to go that bad?
So check this out. There is a set list. Like, her set list is on Apple Music. And that's all I've been listening to. Wow. So now, Jumpin' Jacks, she has two classes to Taylor Swift music, and I am working out as if it's like the best.
You're at the concert.
Like I'm at the fucking concert. Sorry for my language. And so, like, you don't even understand. I'm like loving it.
Okay, we need a video. We need a video.
Yeah. No, like, I will film myself.
Okay.
I mean, I even sent Jenny, Giovanni's wife, because she's pregnant. There's. I found on TikTok this baby shower idea. You know, Taylor Swift has a song called Enchanted, and it says Enchanted to Meet You.
Uh-huh.
And the whole theme is I'm enchanted to meet you, and it's a Taylor Swift, like, and I'm like, oh my God, Jenny, this should be your baby shower.
Oh my God, like, no. Not you giving baby shower advice based off of Taylor.
Isn't that crazy?
What's wrong with you?
I have no idea. But Jenny goes, welcome to the cult. I was like, thanks.
Oh my gosh. That is
I'm
funny.
A new Swiftie.
I'm not there yet. I'm not. I don't know if I'll ever get there.
I don't know what happened. It's the concert. It's like seeing the footage of the concert and like that song Cruel Summer. Like,
do you feel
so
like
good.
You've been influenced though by the toast?
No. It's the TikToks.
It's the TikToks with the girls having fun going to the concert.
Having fun.
I feel like you are also having FOMO.
No, but it's also the points of the songs. Like the bridge in Cruel Summer. I'm like, yes, there's another one called.
Wow, not you being technical. Did you just say the bridge?
The bridge.
Wow.
Well, because Taylor says it in the concert. She's like, everybody knows the bridge. Let's scream it. And everybody's like, something about the back of the car.
Okay, so not only are you listening to a good song, you're also, so Taylor is also educating you.
She's educating me.
So she's an educator. Okay, I can get with this though.
She's educated.
So an artist, like a multi-purpose artist, right?
Yeah, she's
like
a multi-purpose artist.
Wow, I'm very impressed that you just said the bridge to me. Like, that's
I know
amazing.
You're a singer.
Yeah,
I know
I'm a singer.
Hold on, but have you not seen the opening of her concert? Like on Friday, me and Madison, I was like, Madison, I went into her office and I was like, Madison, I don't know what's. I was like, I need to send you the opening. I cried. She's like, oh my God, why am I getting emotional? I was like, I know. Why am I getting emotional?
Okay, but can somebody answer why
says,
are you guys getting emotional?
So in the Eras opening, because remember, she's already been on tour for months. So like everybody's got all this amazing content. So now I'm really like seeing the concert. And, like, when you see it from, like, a Swiftie's eyes, it's, like, really powerful. I'm like, this is...
Okay, but, talk me through it.
So,
I
like,
need to understand.
There's, like, a clock. Okay. And then, like, it goes to midnight, obviously, because of her latest album, which, my God, I'm actually appreciating her new album. Anyway, these, like, beautiful, like, lavender, like, things come out. It's, like, looks like a flower. I have to show you this video of somebody trying to do it with lettuce. It's hilarious. Anyway.
It's so funny. I got to put...
With lettuce? Yes. It's really funny. So anyway, these guys come out with these beautiful, like, lavender things, and then she's under it. But throughout that beautiful sequence that's very dreamy, you hear her talk about, like, the albums, right? But when she says, I'm Taylor, and I was born in 1989, it is so emotional because she, like, it's in the transition, but it's kind of loud. And everybody always screams in that part because it feels like so. And I was like born in 88. So I was like, oh, my God, like we're 80s people.
Like you feel seen.
I feel seen.
OK. And so then she educates you. She makes you feel seen. OK, keep on talking.
Yeah. And then when she was like, and then in between, it says it's been a long time coming. So it's like in between. And that's from her song Miss Americana. Mm-hmm. And I think it's called The Heartbreak Prince or something like that. It's so good. So then she opens with that, like, I think it's the chorus. And then she says,
wow.
She said, it's been a long time coming, and then whatever.
I would have been more impressed, though, instead of saying the chorus, if you would have said the hook.
Maybe it is the hook.
Yeah. Now you're talking, you know, musical language.
But the reason why I know she says the bridge is because in Cruel Summer, when they're going to say the bridge part, she says it. That's amazing. Like, everybody knows this bridge.
She's an educator. She makes you feel seen.
But she engages with the audience a lot. Like, she, when she talks to the audience, like, Steph, when you look at these videos, like, there's so many people. Like, literally, the stadium is, it's impressive. On top of that, there's videos of, in some of the cities, people outside, like, 20,000 people outside the stadium. Like, this woman, it's not just indoors. It's outdoors. People didn't get tickets.
Yeah, people love her.
I have never seen anything like it. She has such a power over people, I guess. It's kind of insane.
No, I mean, like, you're shocking me.
I'm shocked.
She has power over you.
Oh, over me.
Over you.
And I'm not even a Swiftie. Although we used to love her music growing up, remember?
Well, I just love certain songs.
But remember, like, the country ones when she first came out? And we would hear them all the time?
I forgot the song.
Which one?
I'm not a Swiftie. That's the problem.
I'm a newfound Swiftie, and I'm like, why didn't we go to this concert? And like, the outfit.
I tried
outfits.
To just remember a song, and I couldn't. It couldn't come out.
Well,
maybe I need to just like send me what you're watching, and I will become a Swiftie.
I'm gonna send you what I've been watching, and I'm also gonna send you the set list, and like, just hear the whole. I mean, some songs I skip. Like, she has, I think it's Folklore or something. There's like two albums that they're kind of too slow for me.
Okay.
So I skip them.
Okay.
Like, Reputation is so good. Like, Bad Blood. Look What You Made Me Do. Those are great songs.
Yeah, it's just a bit teeny bopperish.
But I love it. For me. I want to go back to like teeny bopper days.
Yeah, so for you, okay, I've recapped the reason why you're a Swiftie. So number one, she educates you, okay? Number two, I forgot number two. Oh, she makes you feel seen.
Oh, yeah.
And number three, FOMO. So like, yeah. She gives you a fear of missing out of the cult, but also like of your past. Like, you miss your past.
No, I don't miss my past.
Like, you miss,
I
just, the past of like being like young.
It's not even that. It's just, it's so like, it's like what I was saying, that Disneyland, like, I just want to live in that space.
Yeah, that's like young.
For like a little bit.
Yeah, you just mentioned Disneyland and like,
yeah. Well, Disney World. Why am I mentioning? I'm not from California.
Yeah, like, you want to feel young.
Yeah. And just like, I don't want to think about nothing negative.
Okay, perfect.
Like, I don't even watch the news anymore. Like, I have to turn. I got to watch like I'm right into this on Food Network. It's called The Great Food Truck Race. You know, I love competition shows, especially
so
cooking.
No, you and competition shows are,
oh,
like,
my God, I'm
mad,
like, obsessed.
Made in heaven.
And especially when it's food.
Yeah.
What a great, great show. It's food trucks competing.
You should be on one of these competitions, Mel. Do you remember when we were supposed to be on, what was that reality show?
Oh, my God, The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
They reached out to us twice.
They reached out to Mel and I to be on the Amazing
Race. What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
I can't. No, guys, I'm not okay. I think I need to finish my coffee. What were you saying? I'm sorry. What was I saying?
You were talking about The Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race. Yes, they reached out to us twice.
In 2019.
Anyways, if we would have said yes, this was literally right before the pandemic. Yes. So we would not have been able to actually do it. But
yeah, it was like August 2019. We would have been January 2020.
That's such a fun fact, though.
I know. Nobody knows. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah. I mean, clearly everybody knows why I declined.
No, I'm like, Stephanie, it's $1 million. We're in it to win it. She's like, yeah, but... when we don't win, they keep us in a hotel and pay us like $500 a day. I was like,
well, that's what I was like excited about, because I was like, what are the odds of me? Like, I don't have a competitive.
Whoa, that was very loud.
Sorry. I don't have, like, such a competitive streak to me, believe it or not. I rise above just because...
Would you say that I'm the Kim and you're the Courtney in the whole situation with the Dolce & Gabbana and the competitiveness?
No, not at all. Because I'm not as petty as Courtney, like, truthfully.
Are you watching the show?
I watched a little bit yesterday, yes, while I was cleaning.
What did you think about the Dolce Vita life thing?
I think she's being extremely petty. Like, first and foremost, like, Kim...
There you go.
Kim got married in Italy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
Kim,
but she's like, you took my wedding country.
Like, yeah, but country. But Kim is not the one that's, like, telling Courtney, like, you're copying me. Courtney's the one that's insinuating that Kim is copying her. So right. I'm definitely not Courtney because I really just don't give a crap. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like,
but she thinks that she competes with her.
That Courtney competes with Kim?
That they compete with each other. That Kim is more competitive or whatever. I don't know. Something
like
that.
Who was wearing the jeans?
The jeans?
Back in the day. One of them was wearing the jeans and the other one went into the class to tell that person to take off the jeans. Because it was her jeans.
Oh,
Okay. Whoever went to the class to tell the person that was wearing the jeans is you. And then the one wearing the jeans is me.
Yeah. So when I lived in LA, when I was 18 and I used to come visit, I would obviously come and bring all the things I would buy over there. And I remember I bought this Emilio Pucci scarf that I still have today. And Steph loved it so much. And I think you kept it. You took it out of my luggage and you kept it.
Okay. But the reason why I took it out of your luggage for you to find out that you didn't bring it with
you. Now get a little closer.
So the reason why I took it out of your luggage and you realized when you opened up your luggage that it was no longer in there because I took it out, I'll tell you why. Because, okay, this is going to make us sound super spoiled and bratty and stuff like that. But, okay, we kind of were when we were younger. And I had these Christian Louboutin shoes.
Hold on. Who bought the Louboutin, the pink ones? You bought the same pair as mine in black.
In black.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, I didn't buy it. I was a little shit. Like, that was probably mom that bought it. Okay. So, I had these shoes that they broke. Okay. Like, I don't know why or how, but I took it back to Neiman Marcus. And so, what they did for me in Neiman Marcus was give me a store credit.
Because they lost the shoes.
Okay. So, can you imagine, guys? So, I'm like, wow, not only do I not have Christian Louboutin shoes now, that was like, oh my God, what a dream. They lost my shoe and they gave me a store credit. So I was like saving that store credit because obviously a Christian Louboutin shoe is super expensive. I think it was like a store credit for $900-something. So I was like, wow, you know, I'm just going to save this for something that I really, really love. So anyways, Mel and I ended up getting into some sort of fight that I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
But Melissa drives her little butt to the Neiman Marcus store and buys, I don't even know what you bought, with my store credit. So not only did I have my first pair of Christian Louboutin designer shoes ripped away from my life, I now get my chance of owning another designer thing ripped away from my life because my sister took my store credit. So I think that it's very justified that I just opened up the luggage ready to go to LA, took out the Emilio Pucci scarf without anybody knowing, to my sister's surprise when she opened up her luggage when she got to her destination and did not no longer find it. Because you know what? We still had the Emilio Pucci scarf. My shoes, nowhere to be found.
I know. But I had bought another pair of Louboutins.
Yeah, so now she got double.
I got double.
And we don't wear the same shoe size, so it was like...
I know, and I was trying to justify by saying we could share.
So maybe, let's leave it to the audience. Who's who?
Who's Kim and who's Courtney?
Who's Kim and who's Courtney?
I don't know. I think we're both showcasing a little bit of both. I mean, I would never be like, I was like so cringe. And she was just like, I'm the one living the Dolce Vita lifestyle. I'm like, what are you talking
about?
Don't
you feel like that would be you?
No. Do not offend me that way.
No. Yeah, no, she's really petty. I don't think, honestly, I don't think either one of us would do that.
No.
But you know what, Mel? Now come to think of it, guys. Do you remember the lip gloss that you didn't want me to wear because you didn't want me to look like you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dada.
That now I can't find anywhere.
You're corny.
I'm not.
You're so corny. Oh, my God.
Don't offend me. That is so offensive.
No, I think, oh, my God, it's funny because, like, the toast says, like, the Kardashians are in their flop area. Wow, I am, like, really bad today. In their flop era.
Yeah.
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I think so. I think that their style is very unattainable.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't go anywhere. That's not their house and a restaurant.
Right.
And I'm just like, where's the story? Or their offices now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just boring.
Like, do people care as much? I used to really like them when I was younger.
I loved them when I was younger. I loved them. I can't relate at all to them, not even in style, which is why I used to love them before, because especially when Kim used to wear the blazers and, like, right. She looked
it
so
cool. It was attainable.
Cool.
Like, you could recreate it.
Exactly.
Now she has, like, alien latex getups.
Well, she's always in a sports bra and, like, leggings, and I'm like, I can't walk around like that.
Right.
It's just not practical. You know what I mean? So I can't relate at all to them in anything.
Yeah.
In style.
Yeah, because she was like wearing those like pretty mini, like not super mini dresses, but midi dresses, remember? And they tight and like, it was like, okay, attainable. Like her makeup, like, although her makeup is still nice, but it's just they've gotten to like a unrelatable, like they passed that line.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's where they lost a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I still watch them as like, you know, I'm watching the Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's daughters. They have a reality show now called Family Stallone, I think.
Oh, wow.
And I'm watching that now.
Do you like it?
I do, but they're so young that it's hard for me to like relate because they're like in college and like, so I just, there's nothing that I can relate to.
Right.
But I do like them. It's nice to see like Sylvester Stallone a little bit more as like a dad. It reminds me when I look at when they show like home videos of him, it reminds me of dad. Like he played with the girls so much and acting and videotaping everything. Very much like how dad and we grew up like very much like that. So like it reminds me a lot of our upbringing with dad.
That's cute.
So I think that's really cool. But it's not something I just... It's hard to, like, relate to them too because they're very, very young. But I do like their show. I like them. I like the girls. Like, their personalities, the way they think of life. I think they're hardworking. I like them.
Yeah. That's cool.
Just like the Koppel sisters. I like watching that show too.
I haven't watched either or, but maybe I should.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put it on my to-watch list.
Yeah. And, like, their styles are attainable. Like, it's normal. They're dressed... Yeah. Really cute, you know?
Right.
Not like the Kardashians.
Yeah. And they're very skinny right now.
They're so skinny. Well, this whole thing, I mean, I don't know if they're taking Ozempic or not, but it's like this whole Ozempic thing. Like the other day I was driving by.
Like Semaglutide.
Yes.
It has like different names.
On Saturday. No, son. When did you go to the movie? Saturday night.
Yeah.
I went to Houston Saturday night and we were driving down the freeway and I'm like, what is this? It's like semi-glutide. Everything's like on the billboards.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere. And I just think that's so dangerous. Like, I don't know. I just feel like people really have to think this through. Like,
I mean, I know a lot of people that are on it and they seem to be fine. My whole thing was that there was this one research done that scared me. And that's kind of what deterred me from trying it. But... Like, one of the thing was that, like, the rats developed thyroid cancer or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I was like, oof. And I already have thyroid issues. So, I was like, I mean, like, it's not every study, but it was, like, a specific study that they found that when the rats were given semaglutide, they developed, like, a thyroid issue, like, thyroid cancer. And, like, a lot of people also say it's super, super safe. So, I'm not sure.
I heard, I like Organic Olivia a lot. She was on the Skinny Confidential this week. And she was saying how, like, the whole point of that is, like, it's for people who have diabetes, but it not only regulates their blood sugar, but it gives them absolutely no appetite. So, like, people who are taking this, you just are never hungry. So, basically, you're starving yourself. That doesn't make any sense. Like, you can't be on this med your whole life if you don't have diabetes, I think. So, I just don't see, like, that being the most practical long term.
But then what I wonder is like what is making them lose weight then at such a rapid pace? And it's really
they're not eating and they're dropping their sugars.
Wouldn't that just be like fasting?
I don't know.
Like, those are the questions that I have. Because the truth is that it does work. Like, people are dropping a lot of body fat percentage. Because you can lose weight, but if you're not dropping body fat percentage, you're not going to get the look that you actually want. Like, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, that's what Organic Olivia was saying. So, like, I bought her glucose bitters.
Okay.
Because also, too, like, I was having a lot of cravings of sugar and, like, you know, white bread and white pasta. And, like, I just wanted all those things all the time. And it's not good to have those spikes. So I started incorporating that, which she was saying, it's like it has some of the identities of, like, a semi-glutide or, like, a Ozempic. But it's not that. All you're doing is just with the herbs, because all she does is herb stuff, tinctures and stuff like that. It's just helping you regulate. And I have to tell you, like, since I've been taking her digestive juice with the glucose bitters, I feel fuller faster, and I don't feel like I have cravings.
Really?
You know, but my body, because when I'm taking this something natural, I'm taking herbs, I am hungry when I'm supposed to be hungry. So, for example, like, you know, when you are anxious or you have a lot on your mind or you're bored, you start to pick. Like, I don't pick anymore at the house. Like, I'm not snacking every 5 seconds or even at work. Like, I'm hungry when I'm supposed to be hungry, and I'm eating, and I'm not overeating. And I don't have any cravings.
Nice.
So I like that. Like, because you're not really supposed to have cravings, like, of sugar and stuff, because you can have, like, a yeast overgrowth. Which I feel like I had, because I, around my hairline, it was like a cousin of psoriasis.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, man, what is going on with my hair?
Yeah.
And I sent a picture to Madison. And since Madison's a licensed esthetician, she's like, I forgot the name. She's like, you have this, basically. And I've had it before. It's a cousin of psoriasis. But basically, that means you have an yeast overgrowth.
Wow.
So I immediately started taking... By the way, guys, I'm not a doctor. This is just what I did for me.
Yeah, I know.
Disclaimer. You got to see a doctor. But what worked for me and what I did is I took the Symbiotica Activated Charcoal.
Yeah, which
for, like, 2 weeks. Cleaned out everything. Because that's what the Activated Charcoal does. And then I got on the glucose bitters with the digestive, you know, juice. And I feel great. And I literally just have one tiny little spot right here. Oh, and I got some liquid thing for my scalp that Maddie sent me the link to. So wow. I'm doing a lot better.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Yeah, I mean, like Mel said, like, we're not doctors or anything, but I think everybody has to do what's good for them. It's tricky. It's definitely tricky. Like, especially, like, the weight loss. Like, everybody wants to lose weight. But another thing always makes me question, too, like, what is making everyone so overweight? You know what I mean?
It's the food.
And I definitely believe, yes, 100% it's the food.
Look at my friend Laura after she saw that I went to Southwest Ranch's farm. And she was like, my husband's been trying to, like, get a six-pack and lose these last 10 pounds. And he hasn't. And then he started drinking the milk and eating the meat from the farm.
Yeah.
The guy has a six-pack now and lost all the weight. Because a lot of that is inflammation. It's not fat.
Right, right.
You know? It's like the lymphatic massage. Remember the account I sent you?
Yeah.
The girl's leg?
Yeah.
You guys, this person's leg looks like she lost weight or she did liposuction on one leg. That was shocking. That's water. That's just inflammation that she had.
Yeah.
So I just feel like a lot of it is just we're not... Also, we're showering with bad water. Like... Sheravine said it in our episode too. You can look it up. It's a great episode. You know, our water is full of, like, pharmaceutical drugs and birth control and pesticides and all these bad things, and we're showering in that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, and then we wonder why we have diseases and why we have all this stuff. Like, I watch
But what's, like, the solution? Like, how do we
getting a filter? Like, getting a filter for your shower. Well, yesterday and on CBS Sunday Morning, me and Dad always love to watch that together. The first story was of this artificial chicken that's made out of the cells of a real chicken in a laboratory. And I mean, if you look at it, it looks disgusting, you know? So it's like now they're creating laboratory, quote unquote, real chicken based off of the cells of a chicken. And they're going to start serving in a restaurant. So they're going to start selling it to us. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
And then you wonder why.
Well, that's why I really hate eating out anyways, just because I'm like, I didn't see this meat, like, I don't know exactly what I'm eating. But at the same time, it's like, you even go to a store and, like, in Whole Foods it says, like, oh, it's organic and stuff like that, but it's coming from China, and it's like weird.
It is weird. A lot of, like, the bigger chain, that's why, like, I'm going to more mom and pop stores, more local, because all these chains, it's like, remember, they have to mass produce in some way, shape or form, because there's, like, a lot of foot traffic coming in there, so you have to serve the amount of volume of people that are coming in. So from a business perspective, I understand. But like, as somebody who cares about, and I'm not saying other people don't care about their health, but like, I'm just educating myself all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy into that, you know. Yeah. Just like the shrimp and the fish and all that, just wild caught. I never buy farm raised. And I know you're paying a premium, but I said this in an episode, a solo episode that we did once in the last season, where I'm like, I rather spend my money on the food that's not going to cause me to be sick versus spending it on a doctor that's going to take care of me when I'm sick.
Yeah.
So you're going to spend the money regardless. It's just either you're going to spend it before or you're going to spend it after. So I rather invest it in the good quality products.
Yeah.
Then pay a doctor.
I guess the biggest thing for me too is like, it's just like also like how you cannot trust.
No, you can't.
And just because it has like a label on it that's like organic or whatever, it's like you can't trust that. Like anybody could just put a label on something. You know what I mean? And like, how do we really know? And like, that's the biggest issue that I have. What's going on now in America is like, we don't trust anything anymore. And for good reason, right? Like, we don't trust the news. We don't trust, you know, what we're buying in our stores. We don't trust what we're being fed. And it's like, we don't trust the water that, yeah, like, we're showering with. Like,
it's insane.
It's kind of scary, you know? And I'm just trying to always find, like, what are the solutions to, like, guarantee that we're protecting ourselves. But it just becomes a little bit out of hand. It's kind of crazy times that we're living in.
Well, that's why I love social media, because that's how I educate myself on it. Not everybody is an expert, but, like, a lot of people, I'm like, you know.
Yeah. But I even find a lot of that stuff even conflicting, too. So, like, especially, like, on theme of weight loss, right? Like, there's so much conflicting information, and I think it becomes so overwhelming, at least for me. I'm like, there's so many people that are like, you should be fasting, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, and it's like so overwhelming, you know. Some people like, don't eat meat, eat meat. Like, there's just so much information.
I think you have to do what's best for you. So like, I've done, you know, like Jose the other day, he was saying somebody had told him like that being a vegan is great. And right. I was like, that's fine. That could work. That didn't work for me. I tried being a vegan several times throughout my life, and I just felt very depleted. Right. I felt fatigued. I didn't feel good. I always have horrible migraines. So I'm just like, this isn't for me. The second I would have a piece of meat or chicken, I felt great again. So for me, I cannot be a vegan because I don't feel good on that diet. Yeah. So I just think people need to do what's best for them. Like, I also can't just be eating red meat. Like, there's that carnivore guy that everybody talks about, that it's literally red meat and fruit every day. And I'm just like, I can't do that either. Like, I need a balance of different things, you know.
On topic of food, are we gonna be ordering lunch today?
Yes.
Because I didn't bring anything, and I'm like, man, I'm getting hungry.
Little Miss Pura Vida. I know. And we've been addicted to freaking Pura Vida, like, since they opened up in Doral.
Shout out to Pura Vida. The worst thing they ever did.
I know.
Was and the open best one thing. Close to our office, because the gals over here, like, order it at least 2-3 times a week.
Oh, my gosh. But today, I was thinking today, because I knew we were going to order, I was like, should I do
the kale chicken
Caesar or the rice chicken?
No. Caesar.
I think I want the rice chicken.
No, Caesar.
The thing is that I made a chicken Caesar wrap yesterday.
Oh.
Which, by the way, you guys, it's the easiest thing to do. Really?
My thing is, like, the other one is, like, the going into weight loss and stuff like that. But, like, the carbs on the wrap and then the carbs on the rice. Like, I think it's too carb-driven.
I agree, but I don't want to. It's not that I don't want to eat dinner, but I only eat half the wrap, and I'm so satisfied. Like, I feel great. But even with the kale chicken Caesar, I feel fine. Also, yeah. I'm not having kale in my smoothie right now. I'm back to green smoothies. I'm so happy.
I can see that.
I'm back to it. I've been doing meal preps on Sundays. Like, I'm back to old me, and I'm feeling, like, so happy about it.
I love it. I love this for you. And that's, like, I think the key to anything. Like, find the stuff that makes you feel good, because when something makes you feel good, usually it's really good for you. Yeah. And like, I know somebody's like, well, eating Oreos are feeling good for me, but really realize how you actually feel.
You don't,
like,
feel good
in the moment. You like it, like, it tastes good, but you actually don't feel good. Like, you know, that happened to me recently too. Like, I really, really wanted pizza, whatever. Like, I didn't feel good the next day. Like, I really didn't. So it's like, that's my body telling me, like, I don't like this. And when you do find things that you actually makes you feel good, like, you're good, you know? So, like, listen to your body, I think, is a big thing,
too. Although the pizza in Italy, I felt great.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Italy food is just so...
Well, that's a different thing.
Clean and good. You never feel bloated. You never feel... Am I boring you?
No.
You're yawning.
I'm yawning because I have to finish my coffee.
Where's your coffee?
It's right there. It's just a little bit far from my reach.
Just, Stephanie, just literally go like this. Okay, go. Careful. Okay, you got it.
Okay, I got it.
Is that a Yeti or is that one of those Stanley cups? Why are people so obsessed with the Stanley cups?
It's a Yeti. I liked my Yeti.
But why is the Stanley cup so famous? Like, why are
I think because, like, all the Target influencers have it.
They sell it at Target? Is that what it is?
I think so. I don't know. It's, like, a very, I don't know. I think it's, like, a very influencer
thing. Speaking of Target, if any of you guys are convenience girlies like me, the Target app, you know, you can shop on the Target app and do a pickup and all that. Did you know you can do returns from the pickup?
No way.
So you park the same way you're going to pick up an order.
No.
And you do a return. And
oh my gosh, I did not know this.
I tried this 2 weeks ago and I'm like, this is amazing. I don't have to go inside the store. I can do a pickup and a return at the same time. No.
That is amazing. I had no idea.
Yep. You can do returns.
Pretty cool.
I also got the Casa Luna sheets.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Really?
Yes.
I love my Boll & Branch sheets.
I know. I really want to buy. I might treat myself for Christmas, like Black Friday, if they have a good deal.
Yeah, that's what I did last year. I love my Boll & Branch sheets.
I know. Mom wants to get them too.
I just, like, love my bedding. Like, I don't want to say that, like, the end, like, when I get into bed is my favorite part of my day. I can't say that, right?
I know. It means it's over.
But, well, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like, oh, the day's over. Right. Like, that's your favorite part of the day. Like, that sounds depressing. I would say it's one of my highlights of my day is to get into my bed with my Boll & Branch sheets. And, like, I just feel like a queen. Like, I feel like, oh, I just, it makes me feel really happy. Yeah. And another newfound thing for me, it's like, I need my bed to be made perfectly. And, like, I know that this bothers Chris, but because, like, he'll get into bed first and, like, he'll kind of mess up my sheets. Like, he starts to move around and, like, I love the flat sheet that goes on top of my comforter. Yes. And, like, oh, I love that.
But doesn't he sometimes get in between?
Yes.
And I'm like, you're in the wrong position.
He gets in between my flat sheet and my comforter. And I'm like, no. and, like, I know I don't want to be that annoying woman, but I am that annoying woman. Like, I'll, like, grab his legs and, like, put them under the flat sheet and, like, tuck him in. And, like, I know he kind of gets, like, annoyed probably, but, like, I don't know what it is. And I was not always like that. When I was younger, I would barely make my bed. And now, as a 30-year-old, like, woman that has it all together, like, I need to have my bed all together all the time.
I'm so proud of you.
No, I am a changed woman.
No, you are changed for the better.
No, I don't know if it's for the better. Like, I think
that's
subjective.
No, it's for the
better.
You want to be that way.
But I have changed. And, like, I've changed even to the fact that, like, I don't like messes around. But haven't changed completely because I'm, like, a surface person that's... So everything on the surface has to be, like, perfect.
But not your drawers.
But if you open up a drawer, you see the mess. But I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. As long as on the surface everything is perfect, I can deal with a messy drawer.
So you're saying...
So I'm not completely OCD.
So you're saying a lot of your old you is still there.
Yeah, I'm not completely saved, guys. Version. I am not completely saved. But on the surface, I am saved, impeccable, like I am new.
I think secretly, Mom and I, because we've talked about this before behind your back.
Yeah, which you guys love to
We're do. Like, we just secretly hope that Steph is just a mess for the rest of her life because it will irk us for her to be this organized, clean cut, perfection woman.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to enjoy
I have a theory about that though. So, like, I know it's not going to be the most popular opinion in your opinion, but you know, the reason why I feel like I am quote unquote changed now is because I have room to change. So, like, growing up, my mom would pick up after me or my sister would pick up after me. So there was no reason to pick up. Which sounds super messed up. But I feel like if you're a second or third child,
it makes sense.
You
I get
could
it.
Potentially agree with me. Because when things are like being done, it doesn't allow the room for the person to do it. And then yeah, I just think they get used to that, which I think is what happened to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like when you're living on your own, if you don't do it, nobody else does it.
And especially with a man, you know, you want to have your house nice and tidy.
I mean, no, not even for the man or not. It's just like I got into the habit because I started living alone and nobody was doing it. So I just got into the habit of doing it versus like growing up, mom was always doing it. Or if mom didn't do it, you wanted to be like mom. So you would do it. You were like my second mom.
But can I be honest? That makes a lot of sense. Like, as much as I'm like, oh, it irks me, you're completely right. Like, you're not going to do something that two people have been doing.
Well,
you're just
I
like,
just,
why? It's already done.
When I really think about it, there was a little rebel moment in my life that I knew it bothered mom when it was a mess. And, you know, this was in my teenage years. And I might have, like, made it messier on purpose. There was a little slight rebel time in my life. But, you know, we lived
and
we learned.
You know what I used to hate? When you used to do your makeup in my room and you would leave all the powders and all the things on my counter. And I'm like,
because you had that really nice mirror and really good lighting in your room.
Do you remember that fight that we had? So every time that I would be the time of the month, I always had to wear like these, like, it looked like lingerie, but it's like those little 90s that it doesn't have any, you know, it's like a 90. But I had to wear that to sleep because I would sweat so much. Now, granted, yes, I lived with my parents and everybody at the time, and I would wear a robe or put on pants. But in this case, I was already in bed, and I don't even remember the fight that we had. But I just literally got up to chase you because we were fighting.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I remember what I told you, but I don't remember what we were fighting about.
Right. But then after you just turn around, you're like, and what the fuck are you wearing? Put on some clothes. And then we just started laughing and then the fight was over.
I know. You know what? That is such a way to end. So like, I always feel like the best way to break tension or like to get back, like come back from a fight is just like a laugh.
Yeah.
Like once you have a laugh, like Chris does that to me all the time. So like if we have like a little tit for tat and we're like in a little disagreement, he'll make a joke and then I start to laugh and then it's like all over and it's like really funny. But
it's a great way to break the tension.
It's a great tool,
yeah,
you know, to have. So, you know, sometimes people call me funny, and you know, in that aspect I broke the tension by telling you, what the fuck are you wearing? But I didn't mean it in a funny way. I literally was like, why are you wearing lingerie when you're like living with your family? Like, I don't want to see this.
Oh my God.
But anyways.
All right, guys.
Today was a little fun episode. It was just like a catch-up episode for you and me.
Yeah.
Some sister chat. Why not?
Some sister chat. Keeping it upbeat.
Keeping it upbeat, guys. We just wanted to, you know, check in with you guys. We know we haven't been here in a little bit.
Why are we behind?
I don't know. I feel like there was like the gasoline situation here in the building.
Oh my God, we never told them.
Yes, we did. We mentioned on it, but we didn't tell you to the extent of it. So like there was gasoline smell in our office. We did call, you know, 911. And let me tell you guys, that was a shit show. So like if you live in Miami, you understand, like, people love to, like, make, you know, everything very, like, big. And when I tell you that, like, 6 fire trucks showed up and the district chief showed up to our office, that happened. It was such a novela. Like, I remember when I saw them, I was like, Mel, it really does smell like gas, right? Because this would be so embarrassing if it didn't. But
no, they all had their suits on, walking up the stairs. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening?
Granted, like, yes, it was gasoline smell. Like, it was kind of scary, but it was epic. Like, it was
exaggerated.
It was very exaggerated.
No, when I looked outside, when we were standing in front of the door and I turned around and I saw all these fire trucks, I was like, what did we do?
Why is this a false alarm? Like, I'm so scared now. Did we make this a bigger deal?
No, it's like a movie. Like, all the trucks, their lights, they're jumping off with their suits. Yeah. Where is the door? They're walking up the stairs. Oh, and I'm like, oh my God. No, I really did freak out. We did look at each other. We're like, it smells, right? Like, it really smells like gas.
We questioned our our judgment at that point, because we were like, we get in trouble for calling all these people.
I was cracking up. They're like, we found the problem. It's this little tiny tank.
It was a little tiny tank that spilled. But no, but how did it get into our air vents?
Because there was a little spill and the smell is very strong. So it does go through like.
No, our building really smelled like gasoline. So, you know, we couldn't come into the studio because it smelled like gasoline. And like literally, if you smelled gasoline for like more than a minute, I started feeling nauseous and dizzy. So
I was so anyways, nauseous.
We had to air it out. We had to open up some doors and then like get a fan.
Yeah.
To just like fan out the smell. So that was like a whole week of our lives.
Yeah.
And then we went to. Well, I went up to Ocala last week
for
the 4th of July, which happy 4th of July to my American, American people.
Our American
people. Happy belated 4th of July. Yes. Happy belated birthday, America. We love you, you know, we love you. We love America. We're happy to be Americans.
Of course, I'm very proud to be American.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're a Swiftie now, Miss America. Miss Americana. Yeah.
I watched the documentary too. No, I'm telling you, I'm a Swiftie. Was it good?
Worth watching?
I think so.
Okay.
It's old, but I think so.
All right.
The thing is, she reminds me a lot of Dolly Parton. She's a true songwriter.
Okay, yeah, she is.
She's not really a singer per se. It's not that she sings bad. It's just like she's a songwriter. She knows how to tell stories with her music.
Yeah.
Like Dolly. She's just like Dolly Parton.
Right. Okay.
I'll send you some videos.
Send me videos? Okay. All right, guys. So that's why we were kind of like a little bit away for some time. But we're back. We'll catch you guys next week. We are wishing you a fabulous week. We hope you enjoyed this episode of just...
Chitter Chatters.
Chitter Chatters with the Tatters.
Do you know that Jose always now calls me that because of you?
Really?
He's like, oh my God, Tatters. Like, he was like, but I love when he like makes fun of us. And he's just like, no, the day when you were in Ocala, because he thought we were going to record that Monday. And he's like, I already know what you guys are going to talk about in the podcast. I was like, what? He's like, oh my God, Tatters. I went to Ocala for 4th of July. Oh my God, I'm letting him talk. And he starts going like that. I can't. I need to record him and like play it on the show. No,
please record him and play it on the show.
No, Jose Jimenez is like a little star. Like, he's like, I've gotten this app called Incense. I'm doing all this influencer videos, UGC videos, and he's been the star.
Really?
Yeah, he films it. Sometimes he's in it. His hands are in it. I mean, wow. I'm like, you're like a little good influencer.
I love it. I love this for JJ.
JJ Jimenez. Jimenez. Never called him that. Everyone in school used to call him JJ. I never called him that.
Yeah.
Jose Jimenez. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Millennium Mid Talks episode today. We're so grateful that you hung out with us. We hope that we made you laugh, maybe think a little bit, maybe educated. I don't know. At least laugh. That's the goal.
That's always the goal. And we're wishing you an amazing week. Go out and get it. Do whatever it is that you want to do. Remember, this is your life. Go and live it the way you see fit.
I love it. That's a great way to end it. All right, you guys. See you next week.
See you next week. Love ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.